The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hang on one second here. Hang on. Now we can start.
I'm the first person who can correctly name the brand name of what he just opened.
You're more so than fair. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm drinking coffee, which is what I need right now. But
I won't say because they're not a sponsor. If they were a sponsor, I'd say. But, you know, hey, we're capitalists here. It's the free market.
Right.
Todd and I don't eat. We don't eat. His dog doesn't eat. My dog doesn't eat. Our families don't eat unless we have people who advertise in this program. Very important to us.
Right. Now, that said, if you'd like to advertise, we'll be glad to give your product the proper promotion that it's deserved.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Welcome, folks, to What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by the Northwest Landowners Association. These are good folks. That's what you need to know about the Northwest Landowners. And if you're a landowner, if you're not a member, I have to question your judgment. I honestly do. And I'm not being cutesy. They probably wouldn't want me to say it that bluntly, but why wouldn't you be? I mean, I forget what it is, $100 a year, $200 a year. I've told them many times, you know what, raise the rates. I mean, how do you guys are doing a lot of good work here. But no, they keep the dues low, and they hire a lobbyist to represent the Northwest Landowners Association at the legislative proceedings. But more importantly, you know, they're a seat at the table. You know, I mean, they really are. And they have respect among regulators, among legislators. You know, they're listened to. They're not dismissed. And they amplify your voice. So I'd really encourage you to be a member of the Northwest Landowners Association. They are a longtime sponsor of ours. We appreciate them very much. And but more importantly, we like what they do for you as landowners. Because if you had to take a handful of issues and say, what are you most passionate about, Scott? I'd say private property rights. Be right up there. Private property rights. I mean, I think about that when I think about this situation in Buffalo, North Dakota now. It's a topic for another day. We're not going to get into it today, but I've said it before in the air, but some people are concerned, well, wait a minute, this farm's going to be there, and what's going to happen? Well, first of all, if the farm could be there and the farm is compliant with every regulation zoning-wise in the city and the county or the, you know, the state or whatever, and the health department signs off on all the public health things, and somebody buys a piece of property and they want to follow all those rules, regulations, and laws and put something there, then, you know, that can happen. Now, if I'm a neighbor and I don't like that, well, there is an option. That is to, you know, go through every remedy that's available to me, right, through the process of permitting or whatever. Then it's move, I guess, if ultimately they prevail and they get that. And I don't like that, I guess, I'm going to have to, you know, but it's not fun to move. I understand that. But on the other hand, but if you want to prevent it, buy it. Because then if you own it, you get to decide what's on it. Right? And that's my property. I get to decide. And there's a very basic premise that I think we have a dangerous trend going on in this country where people just think that they all of a sudden can decide what to do with your property. So landowners, people that own property, they're near and dear to my heart. They really are, because I think it's the most basic American premise to say, I own that property. And within the laws and rules and regulations, what I do on that property is my business. That's why I like these folks. NWLandOwners.com, NWLandOwners.com. So, is there anything going on today, Todd? If I opened up a newspaper, if I turned on the evening news, would the word draft day or Carson Wentz?
Yeah, I'll just say later on today, I guess there's some stuff going
draft,
on.
Yeah. I'm like a, I don't know.
Manny doesn't realize it's like a legal holiday in North Dakota.
It should be.
Or it might as well be anyway.
The Bismarck mayor, Mike Seminary, has declared this Carson Wentz Day. But I actually think it really should be Carson Wentz Day in all of North Dakota. We have an all points bulletin out for the governor. He has a land board. Who cares about the land board, right? I mean, there'll be another land board meeting. He can have somebody sit in for him, for crying out loud. I don't know what, you know. Governor's having to go to meetings. Isn't that crazy? So we're trying to get him, but he's got this meeting that goes the entire time. So I said, hey, if he takes a coffee break, could you have him call us? And here's my question. What do you think of this whole Carson Wentz deal? And can you do an emergency proclamation to make it Carson Wentz Day in all of North Dakota? So we'll see if he comes through.
You think that would have been done like the second we found out he was going to be one of the top draft picks? You think that would have already been in motion to be laid out today?
Whatever. I mean, as long as it happens.
It should have been, no, we can't have a land meeting today. We've got the proclamation to get out. That's got to be more important. Are more people talking about some land meeting or the proclamation for Carson Wentz? Which would be more talked about?
And I hope the governor's entitled to a coffee break. Or, you know, a bathroom break or
bathroom
something.
Bathroom break, yeah, really.
Sneak the phone.
He may call from the stall, but, you know, as long as he calls, right?
Exactly, call from the stall. Anyway, Bismarck Tribune had a great article about the governor saying he's never seen anything like this. That's what caught my attention. The governor of North Dakota's never seen anything like this. That's incredible what's going on, folks. And I'm with him. I'm just blown away every day by the latest twist and turn about this. You know, it says something about our culture, doesn't it? That we just go as gaga as we do about football. But I think in this case, it's honestly more about a Bismarck kid, a North Dakota kid, an NDSU, alum, just one of us being on a big stage.
And he's still a nice kid. Why did we all go gaga a couple of years ago over Johnny Manziel, who's always been a little bit of a figure? People should be like Carson Wentz, not Johnny Manziel, for crying out loud.
That's the other thing. I mean, he's just so different than a lot of folks that get to that spot. So it's really cool. We have a little fun plan for you today. I talked to T.J. Russell of Cloverdale Foods earlier and said, T.J., can I give away some bacon? And he said, sure. And so we're going to do this. I'm giving you this for today and today only. And it's only for texting, not for calling. But Todd, as always, will take your text at 701-226-8503. That's part of our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can call 800-228-0550. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Questions for guests, comments on the program, anything and everything. We call the show What's on Your Mind because we want to know what's on your mind. So however you do that, those tools are there for you. For today and today only, I'm going to give you a super secret number to text. Okay? And if you text 1, that means you believe Carson Wentz will go to the L.A. Rams first. If you text 2, that means you think Carson Wentz is going to the Philadelphia Eagles, which, by the way, is the growing consensus. We talked earlier to the coach of the Bismarck Century Patriots, Ron Wickenbaugh, who believes from the sources that he has that Carson Wentz will be going in the draft. Do we have cut 2 ready yet? If we don't, we can play a little later on, and we're getting close to the break anyway, so we'll save it. But anyway, he thinks he's going to go number 2. To the Philadelphia Eagles, and some other folks in the Philadelphia world seem to, even fans are saying, I mean, they're going to be distraught from what I see on Twitter. They're going crazy over this. So, and what we'll do is if he goes first, we'll take all the ones and put them in a hat, draw one out, and somebody will win not 1 pound, not 2, not 3, not 4, not 5. How about 10 pounds of Cloverdale Big Flavor bacon on us?
Whoa.
Oh, baby. So you got, you know, do I do chipotle garlic? Do I do the new thick cut? Do I do maple? My personal favorite the other night on the grill, the Traeger, laid out some slabs of Applewood smoked Cloverdale Big Flavor bacon. I'm telling you, it's so darn good. Used it with the Applewood chips from the Traeger grill, and then you can't even believe how good it is. It's unbelievable. So 10 pounds on us. Here's the number. Now, if you're driving, because next hour we're doing safety talk with our friends from the North Dakota Safety Council, and we're going to talk about distracted driving in a serious way. And I'm wrestling with some sort of a confession that I need to make too about distracted driving. That Don Mosman's going to be here. He is the training director for the North Dakota Safety Council. He's himself a former highway patrolman, And the highway patrolman, the first responders will always tell you when they go to an accident and there's a fatality, that a huge percentage of the time the accident could have been prevented. Could have been prevented. So we're going to talk about that next hour. So anyway, feel free to jot this number down or keep it in your brain, and I'll say it again if you are driving. You got plenty of time to do this because the draft is not until 8 o'clock tonight. But here's the number, 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054, okay? Somebody just texted 3 for who cares. I understand some people don't care. And for you, we're going to talk about Donald Trump and Ted Cruz in a moment. For you, we're going to talk about Wayne Stengem and Doug Burgum in a moment. For you, we're going to talk about who might be President Trump, if there is such a thing, President Trump's Secretary of Energy. And you know him if you listen to this program. So there's other things to talk about. We'll get to some of it when we come back. But in the meantime, let's have some fun with Draft Day on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Need a great delivery vehicle? You've got to call Gordy Brewstead at Valley Imports and have him tell you about the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans.
You sit up a lot higher, and your field of vision is huge. One of the things is being able to stand up in the back end of the van, where a lot of people are on their hands and knees bent over, and now they can actually stand up. And the technology that they're putting into the Sprinters now is second to none.
Gordy, you started out selling cars in Devil's Lake, and now you're still selling to people in Devil's Lake.
Well, there's going to be more and more and more cars, the imports all over the country. And there's a few in Devil's Lake. I have sold to some of my former customers up there. Yes, you're right.
How do you try to give your customers a great service experience?
Before we even sell them a car, we'll go back and take them through our service department and show them, when they bring the car in for service, what to expect.
Visit Gordy and all the great people at Valley Imports in Fargo, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue, or call them at 800-676-7667 or valleyimports.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Money, you baby, hold on to me. That's our message to you, a little subliminal message that we send, meaning never move your radio dial from where it's at right now. Baby, hold on, hold on, don't change it, hold on. Just think of Eddie Money every time, right? I was at Northern Cass School in Hunter, North Dakota last night, Had the great pleasure of chatting with lots of teachers that are going through some continuing education through NDSU to get their master's and ultimately become principals. And I was there as a talk show host that would ask tough questions of administrators about incidents that happen in schools. Why would you put a kid in a closet? You know, those kind of crazy scenarios. And we actually used one that actually happened, of the raccoon that had been picked up by a bus coming back from a wrestling match in Carrington. Remember, the coach got fired over a number of years ago. Man. So they had a few scenarios there, but it was great fun, and they were good listeners, and we appreciate it very much. I you know, was asked, hey, would you do this, and, you know, what can we pay you? And I'm like, hey, I call on you guys a lot when there are things that happen, and I appreciate quick responses and candid answers, and so you're asking me a favor. You don't pay me anything. I'll be there and be happy to say hi to some teachers. But I told all the teachers, Todd, good advice for, I think, all of our listeners here. Same thing I told the teachers. When you get out into your, you know, vehicle, and if you're, you know, in Bismarck, this would be AM 550 or wherever, you can hear the AM 550 pretty much fly across the universe. But if you're up in the Northwest North Dakota, 1090 AM, if you're in Dickinson, 1460 AM, or if you're in the Red River Valley, AM 1100, the flag, I said, what, you know, go out the radio, put it on AM 1100, put it on AM 550, and rip off the knob. Just pull that knob right off. And somebody said, well, they all laughed. They said, we don't have knobs anymore. Ah, oh, I forgot.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's an outdated phrase, right? It's little buttons, and you can't really pull them off.
Exactly right. All right, so here's a little exercise for you. Rush Limbaugh is, in my mind, a great teacher, in addition to being a great talk show host. And Rush Limbaugh is pulled a million different ways by a million different people to try and get, you know, their side across. And they, hey, Rush, just be for me. You know, the Cruz people are begging him, be for me. The Trump people, be for me. And Rush never succumbs to it. He is who he is. But he clearly is being pulled by both camps of Cruz and Trump right now. And he said something to his listeners that I think applies to all of us. Listen very closely to this excerpt from the show on Tuesday. And I want you, when he says Cruz or Trump, to replace Stengem or Burgum. Okay? That's what I want you to do here. A little exercise. It applies to the presidential race. It applies to our governor's race. The great Rush Limbaugh. Listen.
It's not good for people on our side of the aisle to start harboring opinions of our two front runners here that may not be entirely accurate. I understand the nature of the competition, and the Cruz people want to desperately win, and the Trump people desperately want to win. And within the framework of this competition, obviously critical things are going to be said. I know both these guys, and I know both of them very well. And I just want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, first off, for those of you Cruz people who think that Trump is some thug, he's not. This encouraging violence thing is a little bit of an exaggeration of a couple of things that happened at some of the early Trump rallies that were largely symbolic. You have to understand, this is one of the things that put Trump on the map. People on our side are fed up with having life dictated to us by public agitators and protesters who are not legitimate. They come in purposely for one purpose, and that's to interrupt, disrupt. They don't have a legitimate grievance. They're faking it. They're nothing but a bunch of bullies themselves. And Trump was not going to surrender his events to them. He simply wasn't in some faux sense of politeness or tolerance. He was not going to surrender his event to these people. Donald Trump is you would love him living in your neighborhood. You would love him if he were one of your friends. He is a nice guy, but he's committed. And he's driven. And he's confident. And many people assume from that he's arrogant. Some people assume that people like that are intolerant, that they're know-it-alls or what have you. But if you would spend any time around Trump, you would enjoy yourself. You'd be laughing, and you'd have a good time. you might think some things are beyond the pale or what have you, but he's not a bad guy. And by the same token, on the other side, I really am uncomfortable with what some of the Trump people think of Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is, I don't know how else to, he's wholesome, he is solid, he is an excellent citizen, he is, he's possessed of incredible dignity and integrity. He's not a cheater. And by the same token, if Cruz lived in your neighborhood, it'd be a great neighborhood, and you'd be happy to have him in your neighborhood. You'd be happy to have Cruz as one of your friends. He may seem stiff to some people because of the way he appears on the campaign trail, but both of these people are okay people. They're nice people. They're nice guys. They're driven in their own ways. And both of them are profoundly preferable to Hillary Clinton. You want to talk about negative characteristics and personality traits, gaming, cheating, this kind of thing. I mean, that is the name of the game for the entire Clinton machine. What they have is a political machine, and it takes no prisoners. And they are in it for the express purpose of maximizing as much personal gain as they can out of it, while at the same time altering the status quo in this country in a negative way for the most people. They are elitists, and they're just not, you wouldn't, I don't think, fully trust them or their organizations. But when it comes to Cruz, I mean, you have a deeply religious, committed family man. He believes in God. He lives his life accordingly. And these are not bad guys. These are not bad people. And it's,
all right, so you get the gist of this. You know, these are good people. So my point is, and the reason I had you go through the exercise of when he said, you know, Cruz or Trump, think Burgum or Stenship, same thing, same reason. And nice people, driven, these are good people, you know. We really got to be careful here. We really do. Not to become them. Not to become haters. I mean, just... Does that make any sense? I want your take on what you just heard there at 800-228-0550. More coming up.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at Petroserve USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at Petroserve USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of Petroserve USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings. Always, my personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a Petroserve USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What's on your mind? That's the question. Is it draft day? Is it the presidential race? Is it the governor's race? Want to know? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Correct me if I'm wrong, Todd, but I've never done that. I've never played that long of a segment from another talk show on the air. Usually you play a snippet here or there, but it was about 6 minutes, a little less than, and I did it.
Maybe what you should do is equalize it like Rush does when he plays one of his reruns. You know, EQ it to sound like old-time radio, and then people go, oh, wait, it's supposed to be one of those replay things.
But if you were, you know, I mean, you could have been confused going, what's going on? Why am I hearing Rush? But if you were listening to what he said, in my mind, it was pretty profound. So any of you that were listening to what he said, do you agree? You disagree? You know, what do you think? Evidently, John Boehner doesn't agree, because John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, formerly, was just asked, you know, who do you support? And there's a big thing going on in the presidential race right now, and the big thing is a shift, because the establishment was so afraid of Trump, they were all in for Cruz, even though they were holding the. And what's happening, the shift is, Schmidt kind of sees the writing on the wall and they're coming, you know, the other way. Biggest example of that is John Boehner, who yesterday, and by the way, very influential with still a lot of folks, said, I don't have the quote in front of me now. And Todd, maybe you can find this because I don't see Matt here. I had TiVo on pause and now it went away. But he said Ted Cruz was Lucifer on Earth.
Wow.
John Boehner. Something to that effect. Now, that is exactly at odds with what Rush Limbaugh just said. And this
Lucifer in the flesh.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have the whole quote there?
It's bringing it up here, but that was the snippet of it.
This is John Boehner, former Speaker of the House, speaking about Ted Cruz, a candidate for president of the United States on the Republican ticket, fellow Republican who is seeking the Republican nomination. Obviously,
I don't have audio, but I can read it to you.
Yeah, it's fine. No, just read it. Yeah.
Lucifer in the flesh. I have Democrat friends and Republican friends. I can get along with almost everyone, but I've never worked with a more miserable son of a, used word, in my life.
Yeah, no, I don't know that we should be. I don't know we should be. I like John Boehner. I really do. I know that gets me at odds with some people in the program just because I see someone going back to his early term and early days in the legislature in Ohio who just kept moving up the ranks and did a lot of good work. And, you know, you can squabble about should have done this, the speaker should have done that, I'm with you. But, I mean, by and large, if we sat down with John Boehner and said, we are here and we want to get there, do we agree? We'd all be nodding our head. What we disagree about is how do you get there? Do you do this, that? Do you take that road? Do you take that fork there? What do you do here to get to that point? Do you maybe take a half a loaf now so you can get, you know. So that's the stuff where I think people get caught in the weeds. But I'm going to tell you what, that is so wrong. In the middle of a presidential race, to sit there and say, I can work with Republicans and Democrats, but that guy's Lucifer on earth? What are we doing? We, meaning Republicans, conservatives, that's crazy. And that's what Rush is doing. And that's what I'm going to do, not to compare myself to Rush, because that would be ill-advised, on this governor's race. I really encourage everybody to understand the positions, get to know these folks, and decide for yourself. Do not rely on this trash talk and the things that are going on. And trust me, there is vicious, vicious trash talk. Now, some would argue, well, it's come, you know, Stengem to Burgum. You know, Burgum folks are only responding to I'm talking about the quiet stuff. And the Stengem folks would say, well, of course we're talking about them viciously because look at the ads they're running, right? So, and it's like a sandbox. I think we're better than that. I really do. But, I want your take on both. Email. Yesterday, Mr. Hannon, I better put that in there, because I'm embarrassed that this individual was putting a Mr. before my name. Scott Works, no problem there. Nobody needs to call me Mr. anything, but I appreciate the gesture. Enjoy your show. Yesterday, you commented at length about the negative advertising by both Republican candidates. Shortly thereafter, you had Mr. Burgum on in the 10 o'clock hour. Good listener. Interesting enough, about 15 minutes into the program segment with Mr. Burgum, a radio ad ran about Mr. Stengem being the only Republican attorney general to vote for Obamacare. If this is what you believe to be negative advertising, it seems hypothetical that you embellish about it at the 9 o'clock hour, yet you run the ad at the 10 a.m. hour. Seems impractical to me that you are acceptable to the advertising dollars, yet complain about it in the same breath. Am I missing something? Couple things. One, define negative. What's a negative ad to you? Tell me. And what do you consider a negative ad? Have you seen the ads about Obamacare? And Wayne Stengem being the only Republican attorney general to support it. Have you seen those? If you have, if you heard the radio ads, call and tell me whether that's a negative ad. I want to know. The Stengem campaign sure thinks it is. Doug Burgum pulled back on that, pushed back a little bit on that yesterday, but you're the ones that matter. But I'm seriously interested in that. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, by the way, open with some lines right now. So I'll go to you as soon as you get stacked up on the calls here at 800-228-0550. So I'm dead serious. What's a negative ad? Now, I think that ad could be fairly characterized as negative because it's not, hey, I'm Doug Burgum. I grew up in Arthur on a farm. I helped my dad at the elevator. I scrapped and clawed my way to some success with Great Plains Software. We sold it to Microsoft and became a top person at Microsoft. I came back to my community, could have lived anywhere on the planet. Came back because I cared about North Dakota. That's a positive ad. A negative ad is, you need to know this about my opponent. Now, in all fairness to the Burgum campaign, probably the vast majority of people that knew Wayne Stengem had heard of Wayne Stengem, had voted for Wayne Stengem, had a favorable opinion of him. Because he's a nice guy. Going back to the Rush Limbaugh comment, he's a nice guy. Every time my wife and I are anywhere near Wayne, he gives my wife a big hug. He's very sweet. He's nice. He's a good guy. Okay? And he's a good attorney general. A very good attorney general. So Doug Burgum is trying to contrast himself with Wayne Stengem, and he has to do that. And honestly, what he put in that ad is factual. Now, 30 seconds isn't a lot of time, and you don't necessarily have the time for the context. This is why I pressed Doug Burgum yesterday on this program to say, do you really think Wayne Stengem likes Obamacare? Do you really think he supports it? I asked him that question because you wouldn't get that impression from the ad. But what's Doug Burgum's job? Is to tell you something in the way of a fact. And by the way, I will say this. I remember at the time Congress was fighting like tooth and nail about that. And so put yourself in Kevin Cramer's shoes as a Republican. And we'll ask Kevin about this tomorrow on the program. But I remember him fighting on that issue. And guess what gets put back in his face? Well, your attorney general's okay with it. Why are you fighting it? So it's factual. And in politics, anytime you have to explain things, you're losing. So I think it's a smart political move by the Burgum campaign on the Obamacare stuff. I do. I personally think it's a terrible idea to talk about how horrible things are in North Dakota and, you know, Republican legislators and good old boy networks and all that. I just think we're too small a state for that stuff. But a lot of people believe that. So there's things going on behind the scenes where you're trying to move, you know, opinions of people and where's their negatives and where's their positives and all of that to get to a point where then you can come back with the positives. It's all a game. And trust me, Pat Finken advising Wayne Stengem, nobody's better at the game, right? They can point to a lot of people they've elected. So this, you know, cry me a river over, oh, they're negative. Give me a break. You've been negative. You've had to do it. Everybody does it. If I'm Wayne Stengem, I don't necessarily want that. But anyway, in the context of all that, what I'm trying to say is this is a big boy business. Put on your big boy panties and go to town, but do it in a way where you respect the fact that these are good people. And we got to do that as people that comment on that. Does that make sense? I hope so. Burt and Bismarck, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Can somebody please explain to me, this just makes my blood boil, how Mitt Romney and John Boehner find it so easy to go after Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and other Republican candidates, but you never heard a word out of them when it came to Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, and all their political stuff. They never went after them in any way, but they find it so easy to go after fellow Republican presidential candidates. Can somebody explain that to me?
Well, they want to be loved. They want to be loved by everybody. They want to be these big kind of giant figures who are statesmen, who are, and that's my mind and why they do it. And we're expendable. We're being the, you know, the conservative values, the Tea Party crowd, for lack of a better term, right? I mean, the folks that just dyed in the wool, rock solid, you know, I call them freedom loving, Constitution worshiping, God-fearing, Americans, that crowd, they don't worry about us, but they want to get invited to the cocktail parties. So, that's why McCain and Romney didn't want to go Reverend Wright and didn't want to talk about Benghazi and, oh man, they're getting their fingernails dirty and they might not get invited to the parties. But when a Republican like this, there's somebody that speaks for that crowd of rock solid conservatives, they throw us under the bus in a nanosecond. You know,
the conservative base, aren't we the base? Aren't we their party? And why do they find it so easy to throw us under the bus and sit and verbally degrade us?
I don't know. I don't like it one bit. It's one of the reasons I wrote a book about it in 2010. I was so mad at people that I would see at tea parties who were just good people, neighbors that were being maligned like they had, you know, three heads and were crazy people. And you know, I don't know. I do not know. I will tell you this. It's time for a change. That's one of the reasons I've been leaning more and more Trump, as you hear me through this evolution on the air, because I think he's the one guy goes in with not beholden to K Street or lobbyists or the way it was or the sort of kiss the ring cocktail party crowd and just bust it all up. You know, and there's some risk in that without a doubt. But I think he's run enough things and put enough good people around him, it'd be okay. And I'm tired of the Mitt Romneys of the world thinking they get to decide who wins. Don't like it. Thanks.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for more than 100 years, with 25 locations across North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. As a full-service financial institution, we're your one-stop shop for all your banking needs, providing all the tools you need to live first. Our newest location is now open in Bismarck. Stop in or visit us online at firstintlbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Portions of the What's on Your Mind program are brought to you each and every week by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Big week last week with the Lignite Energy Council gathering in Bismarck. And I tell you what, folks, this is one of those issues that I really hope you take the time. I know we all got things going on, right? I'm right there with you. Kids, tennis matches and choir concerts and work duties and extracurricular, this and that and everything else. But find a 15, 20-minute slice out of your day and spend a little time on this website, SecureEnergyFuture.org, and learn.
learn about what the federal government can do to an industry and be very afraid. The Clean Power Plan. Oh, it sounds so nice and wonderful. I like clean power. Greg, do you like clean power? Yes. Todd, do you like clean power?
Oh, well, Scott, you like dirty power? Is that the problem? You like dirty power?
Don't tell my secrets. Tell people I want clean power.
How dare you?
Dirty power.
You want dirty power, dirty air, and dirty water.
It's so bad. But number one, this industry more than anything, the lignite industry, I want people to understand what they've done in the way of blood, sweat, and tears and real money in advancing the technology to bring you energy in an environmental-friendly way. And for somebody to take that away and say, oh, that's dirty coal, give me a break. And just look at the path they're on. And so really you say there's an ulterior motive here. They don't want this fuel source. And what that would mean to you and your pocketbook is huge. So that's why you just need to learn more about it. SecureEnergyFuture.org, the website of the Coalition for Secure Energy Future. All right, don't forget, we're taking your texts and they're pouring in because it's Cloverdale Bacon, after all. Not one, not two, not three, not four. Is it 5 pounds of bacon, Todd? I think it's more.
No, it is, but it's also six, another 5 pounds.
It's seven, and exactly, it's 10 pounds of bacon, and it's free and it's yours, so you can choose whatever you like. I'd go the Chipotle bacon, but the pepper bacon would be close second, and there's so many others. The thick cut is in stores now, too. So it's your call, whatever you want to do. 10 pounds shipped to your door if you are the lucky winner of our What's on Your Mind Carson Wentz Draft Day Contest. Will he go number one or will he go number two? Here's what you do to enter. Send the number one or the number two to 701-367-2054. Simple as that. Now, the second most famous North Dakotan has a prediction of where he's going to go. Tell me more, Todd.
Well, it turns out Josh Duhamel has tweeted, you heard it here first, the L.A. Rams will pick Carson Wentz. Josh Duhamel.
Ron Wickenbach was on with us earlier. He's actually going to be on tomorrow, but I talked to him earlier today. And he said he had beat writers from the Philadelphia Eagles in his home last night, and they have descended on Bismarck, and the inside scoop from the head office of the Philadelphia Eagles is, in fact, that he's going to go to the Eagles. So who's
right?
Well,
if he's still left, I'm sure he is. But there's somebody that picks before them. So the real question is, what's that team going to pick? The Rams.
Right, and it led me to believe, and I asked the coach, I said, is it a wink and a nod and a handshake going on between L.A. and Philly here? And he said, oh, I don't know. But sounds like they just know who's taking who. But who knows? We don't know. But we want your predictions, and it's Cloverdale bacon for you if you do. Back to
and
the
by the
Cloverdale.
Way, don't text me if you want the bacon. I mean, plenty of people are texting, and you can text me anytime you want. But that doesn't get you in on the bacon.
Yeah, no, Todd is taking the text for your comments on the show today, 701-367-2054, and we have some of those texts we're going to get to in a moment here. But right now, Tim in Bismarck has a question on our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline at 800-228-0550. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. First of all, congratulations to Carson Wentz. I mean, this is a great, great thing for North Dakota. And, you know, it's, whether it goes one or two, hats off to the young man. It's a great deal. One thing I wanted to call in, and I was going to call yesterday, and I texted Todd, but my head was about ready to explode. I don't understand. I'm not sure who I should be voting for. I don't trust either of the candidates that are there right now. Doug, he's all for the Renaissance Zone projects. I'm totally against that. I think that more people need to learn about what's going on in the city of Bismarck and how the Renaissance Zone and the TIP programs are taking money away from the rest of the businesses. And I'm not a businessman at Bismarck. You can see what's happening. It's our taxpayer dollars going away from school districts and so forth and so on to help out the downtown area. And as far as Stengem, you know, I'm a biker. I belong to a motorcycle club. We are not gangs. A lot of us get very offended by being called gangs. There's a big difference between a gang and a club. If you look at your Moose Club, you look at, you know, the AmVets, those are clubs. Not all motorcycle clubs are probably clubs, but a lot of them are.
Okay, I have, I'm short on time here, but I'd only quickly say this, Tim. Both of those things are, you know, understandable, you know, your position on them. But why would they be a reason not to vote for either candidate or say I don't trust them?
Well, that's the thing. Sanjim started the gang task force, and they profile bikers. And, you know, and I have to say, and I listen to you guys all the time, but I disagree one thing. You know, you say that you're not opinionated, Scott, but I know that when Rick Becker came out, and I strongly supported Rick Becker, you know, you didn't give him a fair shake, I didn't think, sometimes. And I think
there's always going to be that. Tim, hang on. We're up against a break here, but we'll just finish this on the other side. More coming up.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Wake up, America. Shout to the Lord. Hi, Tom Fryer with the North Dakota Family Alliance, inviting you to join family and friends during the 65th Annual National Day of Prayer on Thursday, May 5th, at an event near you. Now more than ever, Americans need to come before God's throne, humbly asking for forgiveness and His favor and blessing. To find a National Day of Prayer event in your area, just go to nationaldayofprayer.org. nationaldayofprayer.org. That's nationaldayofprayer.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April machinery and construction equipment auctions feature dozers, excavators, backhoes, trenchers, payloaders, and numerous John Deere and Case IH tractors, combines, semis, new and used grain trailers, and hundreds more farm machinery and construction equipment. For detailed information on these items and many more in Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.